Thank you, choir. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We give thanks to God for today. Father, we thank you for today, for our gathering together. Say, unto this shall the people, the gathering of the people be. Lord, we are here in your name. We are here for you, to meet with you. Father, welcome. Have your way in our lives. Bless us together. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister Dora, please, you sing a song for us, please.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Of you, we know the song. It's one of our old songs we used to sing in the 70s. Amen. The title of my song is Don't Lose the Vision of Jesus. Amen. I start with the chorus. Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes. Some beloved ones have lost their way, for they lose their vision of Him. As we travel along this pilgrim way, there are so many troubles today. With the vision of Jesus and have a view, our bodies much lighter to bear. Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes ever on Him. Many precious and beloved ones have lost of Him. I remember the time, I remember the place when Jesus so sweetly came in. With the vision of Jesus and heaven a view, our bodies much lighter to bear. Jesus, keep your eyes ever on Him. Many precious and beloved ones have lost their way, for they lose their vision of Him. I remember the place, I remember the time when Jesus so sweetly came in. He lifted my body, I have said so long, when I first heard the vision of Him. Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes ever. Have lost their way, for they lose their vision of Him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to exhort you with Colossians 3. I know you've heard this message before. Before I shared verses 1 to 4, today I'll go further. And there's a part, other part I want to use to encourage the young ones here. because the life we're living now is becoming too rough and tough. Colossians 3 verse 1 says, if ye then be reasoned with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead. Your life is hid in Christ in God. Where Christ, who is your life, shall appear, you shall appear with him in glory. So here now, see what Paul said. If ye be risen, if you resurrected with Jesus. So if truly you believe that you resurrected with him. Because when Jesus Christ was crucified, you were crucified with him. When he was buried, you were buried with him. When he resurrected, you resurrected with him by faith. Jesus Christ carried us in his body, isn't it? All that Jesus Christ did was for us. Paul is admonishing us, if you believe you resurrected with him, seek heavenly stuff. Because earthly stuff are temporal. They will fade away. If you bought a brand new car, by now you are thinking of exchanging it. Even a house you were admiring maybe some months ago, now you are thinking of doing some renovation. But the house that God reserved for you, wow, is forever. He said, for this we groan endlessly, that we might be clothed upon with our house as reserved in heaven. That house doesn't need to go to a clinic to see a doctor. That house is forever. It's a supernatural house. But you people are looking at me as if you don't understand what I'm saying. In 2 Corinthians, it's there. Let me show you. You see, for this reason, we groan endlessly that we might be clothed upon with our house that is reserved in heaven. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you are there, you can. 2 Corinthians 5. This is what Paul said here. Okay, this scripture I'm looking for. Okay, verse 4. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan. That's in this physical body now. Being burdened, not for that we will be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. That realm of death will be no more. We'll put on another house. See what he says in verse 5. Now, he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. He has given us a down payment. There's a guarantee that we will have this house. It's for you, it's for me. Grown to be plowed upon with our house as reserved in heaven. Let me go to the message proper. Back to Colossians. Colossians 3. This is what it says in verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Evil concupiscence has to do with those things that God hates, that we're supposed not to do with our body. I will just mention one. Homosexualism is evil concupiscence. Verse 6, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. We used to live in sin before. We are now children of God. We don't live that lifestyle anymore of sinning. Verse 8. But now ye also put off all this. Put off anger. Put off wrath. Put off malice, put off blasphemy, fitty communication out of your mouth. We are holy people. We should forbid these things. That is why Paul says, put it off. When you put off something, don't go back and put it on again. Hallelujah. Because you have to do it willingly. Because when you gave your life to Jesus, you did it willingly. After you heard the gospel, you acted on the good news. And you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. You invited him to come into your heart. Out of the bottom of your heart, you invited him and he came. Now he wants to be in charge, Lord of all. Hallelujah. Because if he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. Why will you give him 50% of yourself? Give him 100%. That's what he's looking for. Praise the Lord. He's looking for 100% of you. Love God with all your heart. How many? So what is left in all? All of your soul. All of your might. Even your body. Love God with your spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. So the first area I wanted to stress is those things that are above. Where you say, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. I want you to think about that. Right hand of God. If you go to Old Testament, you see what Moses said and what David said. He said the right hand of God is exalted. The right hand of God is doeth valiantly. The right hand of God is powerful. See, but God is inviting us to come to that right hand. What is he trying to do? We lost it in the Garden of Eden. He has restored it in Jesus. Come back to that realm of dominion, that realm of power, that realm of authority. That is the right hand of God. What about the left hand of God? The Bible is silent about that. But if you go to Matthew 25, mention the goats were called to the left hand. It's a realm of chastisement, discipline. But now God is inviting you. You come. Come and sit with me. Come and rule and reign with me. Amen. We have to do it willingly by yielding ourselves. If you go to Hebrew, I'm not going to read that one. Hebrew 12, there was talking about looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. God wants you to be lost in him. Truly, if you are truly in love with Jesus, you will think about Jesus all the time, isn't it? You meditate on Jesus. When you are seeking him, you say, Lord, I want to feel you. Lord, I want to see you. Lord, I want to embrace you. Lord, I love you so much. That reminds me, yesterday while I was praying, there was a scripture was written out. St. John 3:36. Hallelujah. I say 36, 16, I'm sorry. That's a scripture we all know by heart. I don't know why he gave me that scripture, whether it's for this place or the next place I'm going to minister today. John 3:16. For God so loved you and gave Jesus Christ for you. Hallelujah. God loves you so much. If you were the only one on earth, Jesus Christ would have still come. He loves you so much. Big love for you. Hallelujah. I want you to meditate on that scripture. I've claimed that scripture for somebody. That scripture will stand before that person. When he's lying down, he will see that scripture. When he's walking, he will see that scripture. Because God wants to do something great in the life of that young man. Hallelujah. God so loved you, and he gave Jesus Christ for you. Hallelujah. Back again to Colossians. We are still in Colossians chapter 3. Now, I mentioned put off in verse 8. If you go to verse 9, it says, lie not one to one another, seeing that you have put off. See, the emphasis is on putting off. You put off the old man with his deeds. If anyone be in Christ, is a new species. Brand new man. All things are passed away. Everything has become new. So put it off. What do we need to do then? See verse 10. And have put on the new man, Jesus. Put on Jesus. if we can put on the old man, we can put off the old man as well. So put on Jesus. Put on Jesus. Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. Then that's in verse 10. It says, have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. That is God's goal. He wants you to resemble him in all ramifications of your life. Hallelujah. Is that possible? It has been paid for. It's available to each and every one of us. Put off the old man, put on the new man, Jesus Christ. And live that life of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, you have to seek him. The scripture is coming to my mind. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him. That is Isaiah 55. We need to seek him. Because Jesus Christ wants to do something different in our dispensation. Now, once in a while, or once in a week, a man of God will stand and share word. A time will come. It's not going to be like that. God wants to use you, every one of you. Hallelujah. I'm not saying there will be no gathering. I'm saying God wants to use each and every one of you. So seek the Lord. Give your life, surrender your life completely unto him. And he will do something good, wonderful with you. I remember the prayer I used to pray in those days. I said, Lord, do whatsoever you like with me. Do you know the Lord was doing that? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me hurry. Now, let's go to verse 12 of that same chapter. Put on, therefore, as elect of God. Are we the elect of God? Yes. Holy and beloved bowels of mercies. You have bowel of mercies, you quick in forgiving people. And kindness and humbleness of mind, meekness and long suffering. If that one is not there, you'll not be able to raise up your children. Long suffering. It's the same thing to walk in one another. Someone who is born again, last week, you don't expect him to be matured, to become adult in the Lord in a few months. So walk with them with long suffering. Then verse 13 says, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. I want you to think about that. Meditate on it. Just like Jesus Christ, he wants you to forgive. I'm a man. It's difficult for me to forget. God said, forgive. When you forgive, ask him to help you to forget. Hallelujah. Because if you keep meditating and your testimony is still around that thing, you have not forgiven that person. Hallelujah. Let me leave that one now and go to the other segments I want to share with you. Now, I saw one of our younger ones in the vision. So I said, well, I will share this. How evil spirits enter people's body. Amen? Young people, don't play with your body. God wants to use your body. Your body is a temple of God. Hallelujah. You know, I usually use this word, sweet nothings. I will have beautiful guests now. You have classmates. They'll be telling you sweet nothings. They are after your body. Remember, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Not for fornication. Praise the Lord. What I'm sharing with you is good for me too. My wife was not here for 25 years. I was not looking around or running around. Hallelujah. I shared with you some time ago about this young lady that was released from the jail. She was after me. Thank God I spoke up that day. And she said, Pastor, while you were speaking, I saw a big agent standing behind you. Because I was having that pull to have fun with the lady. Because where she's supposed to sleep, that person said, no, she can't sleep here. Say, my wife has gone to work. I don't want to have problems that I have with somebody before. Then I was stuck. My cousin didn't come from work that day. The stage was set. But thank God, God spoke through me. It wasn't me. Because the lady was beautiful. Tall, 6 feet tall. Oh, that you're looking for a woman, you can't see that woman. Free of charge. But there's a problem. When you sleep with somebody who is not your wife, you are in for trouble. I've shared with you before how a lady was brought to prayer meeting we used to hold in Evangelist Otite's house. When I saw this lady, she was just like a skeleton. Then I went to the mother. I said, what is wrong with your daughter? He said, we don't know. We've gone to different doctors. They cannot find anything wrong with her. So I decided to pray. While I was praying, I saw a male organ wrapped with United Kingdom flag, which means the problem came from there. So I went to her when she came for prayer meeting the following weekend. I said, who is this young man that slept with you? She opened her mouth. Pastor, I will tell you. Ever since that guy slept with me, my life has never been the same again. Young ladies, are you hearing me now? Please, don't open up yourself for nobody in the name of Jesus Christ. You can do it. God will give you that grace to say no until the day somebody will give you a ring on the altar. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what happened? So we went into prayer, continued to pray for her, and the Lord set her free. The last time I saw her in another state where she lives with the mother, the mother said, see your daughter. She's plump. Because she used to be a model, but because of that problem, that spirit bent on killing her. Because I saw the casket, flower was placed on it. She was to die. But thank God, God reversed it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, how evil spirits enter people's body, I've mentioned that one, fornication. Another one is, I left my page, just a minute. Praise the Lord. Through association, the company you keep. I gave a ride to a young man one day. So usually when they enter the vehicle, I'll give them a tract. I say, have you ever thought of giving your life to Jesus? And he spoke up. He said, I'm a born-again Christian. Instead of preaching, I started encouraging him because he's a student in the ASU. I said, you know why you are in the school. You are not there for party. Some people will go from California to New York, Arizona. Meanwhile, they're supposed to be in library, making research, study. That is why they were sent to the school. As I was talking, then I remember a statement my wife used to make. I said, if you move with goat, walk with goat, you will eat leaf. If you walk with lion, you will eat meat. And I quoted another scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:33. Don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. So then I stop. He said, please, keep speaking. I'm writing. I didn't know the young man was jotting the things I was saying. Because this was a 19-year-old boy or 20. So I'm saying that one to our youth here too. If you walk out with goat, you will eat liver. If you walk out with lion, you will eat meat. That's an adage. Be careful. The friends you are keeping. Look for someone who believes like you. If you can convert them or lead them to Christ, good. If you cannot, keep running the race in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. You should remember, when you were born into this world, there was a thesis, a book that was written about you. If you don't know today, you have a destiny. You will fulfill that destiny, whether the devil likes it or not. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you a scripture. This is about Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. I'm good to my Bible. He said, I've come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. That is verse 7. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. Then say I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings, an offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadest pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then verse 9, see, then say he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. The same thing is applicable unto us. You will be created, you'll be born, you are here in America, in this planet Earth. God wants you to do his will. What is his will? His will is the word of God. The word of God is a covenant. The word of God is God's word for you. The word of God, the Bible, is God speaking to you to do his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have come to do God's will. I have come to do God's will. And I will do it by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I'm taking much time in this area now. Let me skip. Another way evil spirits can enter is through movies. Be careful the type of movie you watch. I know they are coming through your telephone now. They come through your, your cable. Be selective. It's what will defy you that will build you up. Matters a lot. Amen? Not something that will put something, pollute you, then you start trying to get rid of them. Of what use is that type of movie? There are movies that are called scary movie, horror movie. You don't need it. You gather a lot of demons by that. Hallelujah. You don't need it. I remember after I came born again, I used to go to a cinema place in Mission Road near our area, Regent Cinema. As I was going, I heard the Spirit of God say, what are you going there for? What are you going there for? In the time past, it was okay. But now, you are a child of God. If anyone be in Christ, it's a new creature. Don't contaminate yourself. Don't pollute yourself. Hallelujah. Let me leave that one. Go to another thing. You want to hear more? Another way evil spirits can come is through books, occultic book. Hello? Occult books. If you have them in your house, you open the door for evil spirit to come here, to be harassing you in your house. You don't need them. Don't read them. 6 and 7 book of Moses, you don't need. Don't touch it. Hallelujah. Another way is through religion. Christianity is not religion, it's relationship. Religion. Let's go back home to Africa. There was one group of people like that, with white garment. The leader used to appear and disappear. I don't want to mention the name. See, that place, they want to kill somebody, they know how to do it through food. So be careful. Hallelujah. Let me skip that and go to something else. Another way evil spirit can come into your life is through laying on of hands. If I'm living a life that is unclean, I'm a womanizer, and I lay hands on you, you don't get ammo. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that for you to be afraid. I want you to be careful. Because some of you are running around for a prophet to prophesy on you. Another way is through anger. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. See, he's looking for a place. Give him no topography. Hallelujah. Because when you are angry, you are exposed. That's why some people don't intend to kiss somebody. They ended up killing that person. The devil used advantage of that anger. You have right to be angry, but don't let sun go down upon it. That's Ephesians 4, 26 to 27. Another way is through covenant. Friends, because they are in love with one another, they cut one another blood and put in the drink and drink it together. That covenant is difficult to break. Don't do it. Don't try it. Another way through evil spirit can enter is to acupuncture. I don't know if I pronounce that word. They use it in medical. Those things are dedicated to evil spirits. And they put the pin into your body to try and treat you. People get evil spirits through that too. Hallelujah. Another way is through hospital. Oh, hospital? Yes. It's a coven. School is a coven. If you don't know, know today. Club is a coven. Because last time when I was hospitalized, I came out with something different, my chest cavity. Until one day I was praying aggressively, the freedom came. Whether I was supposed to go and see another specialist in Maricopa County Hospital. When I got there, the guy said, this thing is going to call you thousands. I advise you not to do this test. But thank God the Lord set me free. Hallelujah. You are walking in the hospital, always cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Put it on. Put on the blood, the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. And some people, when they are sick, when they go to the hospital, they come back worse. Some will even lose their life because their evil spirits are ganging up in that place to kill. Remember what the Bible says? The book of St. John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Don't give any room for the devil to steal, to kill in your life or in your family. This one is used in the schools, Ouija board. Just last night, I saw in the vision a pool table. Family were playing with Ouija board. That thing is devilish. They use it for extracurricular activities in the school. Please don't play with Ouija board. Do you know what is Ouija board? Thank God you don't know. Hallelujah. So that is no go area. I remember a sister invited me, said, come and pray for this Native American girl. What happened? She was playing with Ouija board. And the Ouija board was telling you, I'm going to marry a so person. Your father is going to die at so time. Do you know? The father almost died. Then, when I got there, she poked me in my eyes. She didn't know what she was wanting. We continued to pray. When she was set free, she was able to recognize her mother. I said, Mama, Mama. Before she didn't know what was going on. Please, don't touch that thing, Ouija board. Another thing again is magic. Don't submit yourself for them to play magic. If you do, you open up yourself for evil spirits to come. When they come, they don't come to help you. They come to destroy. Let me read the scripture. Please put on for us Luke 11:24. It says, when an unclean spirit leaves a house, he walketh through dry places seeking for a rest. And when he find none, he say, I go back to my house. What? Somebody's body is what the evil spirit referring to his own house. How did he enter there? Because of some things you did. That's Luke 11:24. Let's go to the next verse, please. And when he cometh, he find it swept and garnished. It's difficult for evil spirit to find another house. That is why they will want to come back. So when you are set free, as you are set free, keep yourself free. Stay in the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't play with devil stuff to bring more evil spirits to yourself. How do we protect oneself? Remember, Revelation 11:12 says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They love not their life unto the death. The blood of Jesus Christ is light, is power, and it's a transport to the presence of God. The moment you say blood of Jesus, you find yourself in the presence of God. You enter the Holy of Holies. Without that blood, high priest couldn't enter. Jesus Christ, our high priest, has entered as a forerunner for you and for me. Use the blood. As you plead the blood, you find yourself in the Holy of Holies. Even if you don't see anything, that blood is working for you. Hallelujah. It will never, never lose its power. The blood of Jesus. Whatsoever the enemy is planning concerning anyone here, I dissolve it in the name of Jesus. Another way evil spirits can enter is through alcohol. Hot drink. Ogogoro. It's not good for you. I remember I used to clean some places. One day I decided to pay attention to different bottles, how they label them. One day on it is a Christian brother. I said, this is a religious spirit. Another one, you see snake on it. You see, when you are drunk, you start hissing like snake. Another one, I saw like a he-goat. Do you know when people are drunk, they start behaving like he-goat? Hallelujah. The Lord is good. So don't touch alcohol. I know some people will say, well, I can drink wine because Timothy was admonished to drink a little wine for his stomach's sake. My question to you is that, are you Timothy? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Another way evil spirits can enter is music. You are born again, go for Christian music. Hallelujah. I quoted that scripture before, let me quote it again. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. That music you are playing in your house, the spirits that are attached to it, they are coming to occupy the place. And they cause trouble. They can cause trouble in your marriage, in your children's life. So play Christian music. Remember when Saul was having the money problem? It was David that was playing harp music for, and evil spirits were running away. Hallelujah. So the good music can clean our home, can even clean your own life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's one that was popular in those days, in the 90s, they called Marilyn Manson. Those people, you two used to listen to it, they look weird and they dress weird. Hot sunlight, did you see them with black clothes, with long boots? They look one kind. When you see them, you know that is the music they listen to. Another one, I almost missed this one. They call it CBD. That is what it's raining now. They have stores all over the place. Morocco, marijuana. Please, don't touch it. Youths, don't touch it. I remember when I was young, I saw what that thing was doing to people in Nigeria. People became sick. insane, living on the streets, living in abandoned vehicles. I said, no, I can't touch that. Even cigarette is not good. Let me give you a true story. I heard from my pastor, Pastor Bob. He said, a woman came to the house early in the morning, said, because his own father was raising pig. He said, he called, whether Barlett or so, what was his name? He said, you see this pig? They can eat any kind of leaves. But if you give them tobacco leaf, no matter how fresh, they will not touch it. I want you to think now. Pig, they don't go to school. They don't know anything about chemistry or biology. The moment they will use their nose to smell it, that's the end for that leaf. They will not touch it. But we, even when it's written, smoking is dangerous. They will still smoke. I prayed for a woman some years ago when I went over there, Indiana, to. And when I went back again, came back with the same problems. Is it CBD? I've forgotten how they call it. He said, last time you prayed for me, I was set free. She went back to smoking. Have you come across someone who is dying of cancer of the lungs? That is a bitter way, painful way to die. So don't touch it. Even the one that were killing people, even last year, a lot of youth were dying of this vaping. Don't touch it. It's not for you. Praise the Lord. It's not for you. Say, the Lord is good. Another way evil spirits can come into our lives is through abortion. Will give you an emotional problem, both male and female, for aborting the baby. The baby is crying, the blood is crying for vengeance. But if they repent, God will forgive them. God will turn their lives around. Amen. Another way is through yoga. I know they are now trying to make, some I even call it Christian yoga. There's nothing like Christian yoga. Yoga is yoga. It's demonic. Because you are going to blank out your mind and begin to say you are doing exercise. Stop it. Don't participate in it. As I'm talking to you, I know some people are listening to us on the website. It's not good. Another way is through judo. I won't expand on that one. Another way is through what do you call this one? Playboy magazine. I mentioned that last time. Don't know whether I was preaching or so. This Ted Bundy was raised up in a Christian family. But something went wrong when he was checking out a Playboy magazine. Evil spirit entered. And that boy became a monster. Raping ladies and killing them. When they came for him, the father couldn't believe himself that it was his own son that was doing that thing that the news were carrying. Don't touch it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to be mindful of this. Your conscience matters a lot. If it doesn't agree with your conscience, take for example, you are close to a classmate, but something about your conscience is not free. Stay clear. That is the voice of your spirit. Your spirit is trying to protect you. You don't know what is going on. Just stay clear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To God be the glory for the great things he has done for us. We can pray simple prayer concerning those who have problem with evil spirits. Because I'm not going to call altar call. Unless you want to see me later after service, I'll be glad to spend some time with you. But it's easy to get rid of evil spirits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray. Father, thank you for your word. Your word is spirit. Your word is life. Your word delivers. Your word makes whole. Your word builds up. Your word strengthens. Your word is yourself. You cannot be separated from your word. Because your word says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. As it is settled in heaven, let it be settled in the lives of each and every one of us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there be no turning back. Lord Jesus Christ, we will serve all the days of our lives. We will follow him to the end. Lord, let your grace be great upon us to follow you to the end. That book that is written about us will be fulfilled. That angels that are attached to that book concerning our lives, they will help us. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For those who heard me through the internet, I pray for you. If you've not received Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, invite him to come into your heart today. He loves you. He cares much about you. Ask him to come now. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Turn my life around. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.